It's Playhouse in the Morning. Y-9-8-4-0, Amy K, relationship ref. The almost impossible question of the day on the way. A confession Wednesday. There's something that's been claimed on TikTok. We're like, that can't possibly be true. So we're going to investigate that today. First, though, Private Y. And now Private Y is this. You're in what you feel like is a committed relationship, or for whatever reason, you get that feeling, that just terrible pit in your stomach that tells you that maybe that person's not as committed to you as you are to them, and that's where Rebecca is sitting. So, Rebecca, why don't you tell us about who this person is you're with and why you're suspicious of them, please?
Honestly, I would hope that you guys could tell me who this person is that I've been seeing, because I am so confused. I mean, all I know is that he just consistently hit me up on Instagram. Don't get me wrong. He is incredibly handsome. So turning away from that was really difficult for me. Normally, I would never just talk to random people online, but there was just something so special about him. So a couple of months go by, and everything's going really, really well. And next thing I know, I'm getting a random DM from some girl that's telling me that he has a completely different Instagram account. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to work all of these things. You know, like, this is confusing to me. So she sends me a link, and I look at it, and there he is, apparently, happy as can be, with a wife and a child. So I just want to know what the hell is going on with that.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you already know the answer to that. There's a very good chance he's a married dude.
Well, I don't want to believe it. You know, I think that perhaps this is somebody that's really into him, and he's pulling up old pictures. I don't understand how all of this works. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. Everything that he's doing, the things that he says to me, he's so sweet. And I really hope that this is not something that's actually going on, because it will just destroy me.
So have you asked him about it? Like, have you brought this up, brought the girl up that's messaging you, like, shown him this other account?
I brought it up, and he claims that she's just, like, a jealous person, I guess, from work. And, you know, she kind of has, like, a fixation with him. And, yeah, I mean, it sounds a little bit like it's bullshit, but I would like to believe it, you know?
Did you do any sort of further digging on social media yourself, or did you just kind of rolling off that one photo?
I'm just rolling off the link, right? So as far as I can tell, it looks like the account that he talks to me on, it's like you can't really see comments, or I don't know. I guess it's set to private, maybe. And the other account is, like, really open, it seems. So I'm really not sure how all of it works. I was able to look at a few photos. And I was able to see, you know, what appears to be him, like, in some family situations. But again, this could just be, you know, photos pulled from, like, a family reunion. I don't really know. I would just like to know what's going on.
Well, if you're comfortable with this, you know, kind of playing out in front of everybody, we'll go ahead and have Amy make that romantic offer and see if we can't get some answers for you, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Ready to go?
I'm all ready.
Hello, this is Julian.
Good morning, Julian. This is Kaylee from In Flowers, and you're this week's winner. Just want to say congratulations and offer you a floral arrangement that you can send to anyone of your choice. We are a new flower shop in the area, and if you're interested, it is free for you to send this off. We can send this out. Would you be interested?
I mean, do I have to enter my credit card information?
No, we wouldn't need anything like that. No, this is just, it is free. It's a weekly drawing we do. And this week, you could do really any floral arrangement of your choice. But if you're interested and maybe do like a romantic gesture, we have some beautiful red roses.
Yeah, I mean, how'd you get my name?
We work with a marketing team in the area, and just we get random numbers and names in the community, and your name was selected this week.
Okay. So I just give you a name and you send them out for me?
Yeah, we will send them out. Let's start with the name. Would you like to do the red roses?
That's red. Yeah, that works.
All right. And then I will need the name. Who would you like us to send these to, just so we can address a card?
Yeah, I guess my girl, Laura. Laura.
All right. And then we're going to add, if you would like a note with it, is there anything you would like us to include?
Yeah, maybe, I don't know, something about her. You know, she's my baby mama, so maybe, like, you are an amazing woman, but an even better mother. How about that?
That's so sweet. Well, actually, it's Amy K with Y94.0. It's the Y94 Morning Playhouse. Your girlfriend Rebecca is on the phone, and she thought maybe something was going on because she found a different Instagram account. So she called us to help kind of clear the air.
Hi, Julian. How are you?
Rebecca?
Ooh, yeah. So who the hell is Laura? An amazing mother? Can you please explain to me what the f*** is going on?
Yo, wait. Rebecca, what is this?
No. No, no. I f***ing knew it. When you told me that f*** from work was stalking you, I should have known better. She was trying to warn me. And here you are. Here you are.
Yo,
you've got a
Rebecca.
Child and a wife, and you're... What the f*** are you even doing? Sending stuff out to people like me. I thought you cared about me. I thought you cared.
Right.
All of that stuff that you said over dinner when you cried. Do you remember when you cried after sex? Oh, my God, Julian.
Hey,
we have beautiful moments. I don't... What are you doing
insane.
To me right now?
This is... you're a stalker. What is... Did you set this up?
How am I a stalker? Listen, just because you can't keep your straight doesn't make me a stalker. You better get your together. Go home to your wife and your child, you loser.
You're insane.
I'm going to get really good at Instagram because you taught me that I need to do that. Maybe I'll just set up an entire
page guys.
To you over. How does that sound? Thanks, Julian.
Oh, my.
Hey. Okay, guys, we just got to cut that. I can't even deal with that one. I think that there's a bust if there's ever been a bust. She's obviously the other person, right? It's Dove Cameron. I needed that Dove Cameron song because I get, like, sweaty and anxious and, like, don't get me wrong. Like, I am grateful because there's a couple of safety nets we have. Hi, it's the Y94 Morning Playhouse, by the way. We have a couple safety nets here in the studio. So I have the bleep button, which I get so sweaty and I get just straight anxiety during some of these things because it gets used too much. And then we have the ultimate fail safe because you got to be pretty quick with the bleep button, right? You have to be like, boom, instantly. And that's why it makes me sweaty. But I also have the dump button that can yank like the past 10 seconds because we got like a 10-second delay on what we're doing. So like what you're hearing me say right now, we said 10 seconds in the past. It's just so that I can hit that and then it cuts that out. And I just needed the Dove Cameron song because I was getting sweaty and I think you could see I was getting sweaty and there was just too many things in a row. And I guess to the point that I'm just holding the bleep button because I'm scared to let go. I just need a moment.
The argument, back and forth of just them yelling at each other too much.
Because some people just use those to it's like confetti.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a little bit of confetti, a sprinkle in your language when you're a little upset. Then there's some people where that's the dominant, that's all they're saying. And so I didn't like it. So now that we've actually now separated ourselves from them, was she getting some texts? Because I think obviously Julian, he was busted, but he wasn't cheating on her. He was obviously cheating on, he's got a woman and a baby.
But also like he's cheating on her. She had no idea about it. It's not like she was willingly the other woman. Somebody said that you could tell that she believed the person who showed her that other Instagram account. She just didn't want to. Somebody else saying that right when she saw that, why didn't she just accept it and realize that, he's definitely in a relationship. And somebody else saying that they feel bad for the baby mama and for the child. That's definitely not fair and shame on him. He's a loser.
So we do relationship ref the almost possible question here in a couple of minutes, but I just out of my genuine curiosity, is there a market for and a desire for? You could even just text. I'm curious if anybody would actually listen to this or if they'd be like, this makes me uncomfortable. If we were to podcast like the unbleeped versions of some of these things, like the not safe for work, no kids around, is there people that would listen to that? Because we could put that in the podcast too.
all swears?
Yeah, so like there could be like the one that hit the air, like the, yeah. So the like the bleeped version, and then there's like just the raw feed basically.
It's like a rap album, the edited and the explicit album.
Like, I don't know if there's a market for that though, or if that like do you not want to hear people using that though?
I don't like some of people just get so angry when they like her and him just going back and forth. There was lots of swears, so I would say probably don't listen at work or on a speaker in public or around kids.
I mean, it's literally no extra work for us.
Yeah.
Right? It's arguably, that's maybe even easier.
Yeah, people are wanting it. I would totally listen. Yes, please. Definitely want to hear it.
Yeah, I feel like we'd have to market in some way, though, that's like, make sure you understand, like, this is the one.
Yes.
That, like, this is not safe for work, unbleeped.
18 plus.
Raw feed.
Yeah, someone said, I'd listen. I want to hear the full conversation. Yeah.
I feel like we would have to maybe double check the boss wouldn't yell at us. But no, I think if they're marked in some way.
You're getting all these people excited. So many people are texting in, and now you're going to take it away?
Well, I mean, I don't see why we couldn't do that, because it's not like it's on the internet.
That's
right?
What I was going to say. Are there rules?
I don't think so. It's the internet. The internet is a lawless wasteland. It's Mad Max, man.
It basically is.
Like, that's what you do whatever you want on the internet.
I just, you just got to be careful. Don't listen to it at work and don't listen to it around kids.
Here's what we do. So we'll make it a special graphic for it. So if you see a picture of me covering my naughty bits with nothing but a leaf. You know that must be the unedited version.
I like the idea of using a picture that would like grab your attention and be like, whoa, okay, let me make sure.
This must be the
naughty
one.
Don't know if that's the picture to use.
What's right? I bet I have so many of those.
I was just
going
to ask, is that something you have a picture of already, or do you need to go do a photo shoot?
And I've been not really sure what to use them for. And that
perfect
would be
timing.
Okay. Let me do one quick double check, because I that would actually be pretty easy for us to do. And then we could just go ahead and just add that to the Playhouse podcast. It's just like another thing.
Yeah, then you can hear the full version.
Yeah. Well, for sure, this one that just happened will be in the podcast here shortly after the show, but maybe we can get that raw one up there, too. That'd be kind of fun.
Swears and all.
Though this one, got that might be not a good one to start with.
I know. That's why I was like, that was a lot of those two going back and forth.
Be a few too many of them. Almost Impossible Question after Timberlake.
Oh, the Morning Playhouse.
Are you ready?
The Y94 Morning Playhouse. Mornings.
Very hilariously entertaining.
Y94.